G'day mate, today here is Willow the Winter Wolf, and today I did not make a script, so I might be a bit weird, but let's give this a go. So, today let's see how I became a furry. Well, if you know, if you ever watched The Odd Ones Out, he's an animator, and he tosses the word furry a lot, and I never knew what a furry was, but I kept watching his videos, and I keep watching them over and over again. I'm like, what is a furry? So, as any child, they Google it. And being the weird and stupid child that I am, I searched it up and I saw just a thing of them dancing, and I'm like, wow, I love this. This is so cute and adorable. So then I looked up on Gumtree and there was like a nice cool fursuit, like only for $100. And I was searching on Alibaba and DHgate, and apparently there I found also, once I was looking on YouTube while I was saving up, there are some furry YouTubers. And when I was watching them, they told me not to buy them from Gumtree and Alibaba and AliExpress because they were all scammers and they just took your money. And they also showed photo evidence. And I'm like, whoa, I just have to make it myself. And I found a bunch of fursuit head tutorials. So I tried it, and that's how I made Phantom and Spike. Spike is my, my raptor mask that I tried to turn into a dragon, which is the one that I'm more proud of than Phantom. But it was my very first one, so. So, I'm just saying. Also, The Odd Ones Out, also known as James, from The Odd Ones Out, because that's his YouTube channel, he swears that he's not a furry, but he's obviously a furry. Also, because on his second channel, The Odd Two's Out, he actually wore his fursuit, his partial fursuit, and yeah, can't say that you're not a furry when you own a fursuit and you've been to a con in your fursuit and you keep drawing multiple pictures and even your fans draw you furry of your fursona. So you are definitely a furry, James. I'm on to ya. So, also, I got inspired by this, this very Aussie kangaroo furry. You might have heard her, maybe not. Her name's Pikari Roo, blue kangaroo. Well, very Aussie. And she has a YouTube channel, just literally called Pikari Roo. I suggest you check it out. It's really good. So, let's just say, that you don't know if you're a furry or not. Well, why don't you just try it out? There's also a lot of free art that you can use, free art base, and just color in. Just type up free to use art ref sheet and type up what animal, like axolotl, wolf, dog, and it'll show a bunch of like dogs, like border collies and or labradors, all that kind of fun stuff. And most of the community are wolves, because, well, if you're a furry, you either once wanted to be or you're wanting to be a werewolf. And once they find the term furry, they actually like, oh yeah, I can literally be a werewolf. Except for not being, getting all these strange looks. Well, if you're in a fursuit, you're probably gonna get some strange looks. And if you are a furry, you have to look out for gamers. So, when a gamer comes in, gamers, they basically hate furries. And there's a few gamers at my school. So that's a bit depressing. But the most fun thing is when I hear a gamer picking on my sister, which is not cool, I put on one of my fursuit heads, put on some paws and a tail, I go up, and they're like, what the heck, is that a furry? Like, oh, that's so gross, and they leave. And I think it's actually pretty fun, because those bullies, not all gamers are bullies, I'm not saying all gamers are bullies, I'm saying the gamers that bully my sister, Diamond, let's just say those gamers got what they deserved. I didn't do anything. They were on the phone. Seriously, they were just on the phone. So, oh yeah, you should also check out Odin Wolf. And Majira Strawberry. He is the most famous fursuiter. And that will be it for today. See ya.